Okay, hello. Welcome to the Five Bottom Girls podcast.
Hello. What's up? What's up? How are we?
How's it going, Maddie? Update? Anything new? Anything crazy? Come on. Nope.
Same as every week. No updates. What about you?
I went to Long Island and did a show at a speakeasy last night. It was
Where
there was
Long
like
Island?
A,
that sounds awful.
Huntington. It actually was really fun. I thought it was gonna be brutal. And it wasn't. They were like, you can do like 20 minutes to half an hour. And I was like, I'm gonna do 15 minutes. I do not remember how to do a long time. And then I did half an hour. It was really fun. I really ripped on them because I used to date a rich kid from Huntington. But yeah, and then there were these like wasted girls afterwards that were trying to like blow me in Sagalo. It was really funny. Literally one girl who just had her boobs fully out, like came into the green room and was schnozzing all over us. She was a rapper. It was very funny. That's my update.
Sounds like Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Should we introduce our guest?
Sounds like Long Island. I was just going to say, I think the last Long Island gig I was supposed to do was like $50 and I said no.
Yeah. This
That's
one was like
the name of the game.
I think this one was like $100, but it was, I haven't done like a lot more than like 8 to 12 minutes in so long that I was like, that's fine. And it was, you know, I got to drive with Sagalo, which is always fun. But yeah, it was, they're just like the richest people. They all had like fur coats and stuff. It really gives you a little bit of imposter syndrome, but it really gives you the jester syndrome. But it was like,
they're not rich, but they think they want to be rich, but they think they're rich, but they're not as rich as they think they are. So that's like the worst kind of rich. Like they are rich, but they're not the richest. It's like that upper tier rich, but they're not as
rich. Yeah, it's the tacky rich where they believe they truly have everything that anybody could want. They have a second home. They have a big first home, but then you're like, but where it's in fucking Long Island and their second home is on like Fire Island. And it's like, well, you have a mountain, but it's trash mountain. You know what
it'd
I mean?
It would be really funny if you just never introduced me and I just talk for like 45 minutes and then
Ronan,
you're just like,
oh my gosh. It's like you've never
Ronan, done what are you doing in here?
No, I was just thinking. Sorry. I was going to wait, but well, what point you're like, should I introduce you? And then Maddie just like was like, no, let's keep on having this conversation.
I wanted to say one thing. And you know what? Now I'll shut the fuck up so we can introduce you.
But wouldn't that be funny for like a pod, like just to fuck with people?
I have been on podcasts where it got like half an hour in and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I kept being like, should I? And you could like hear me muttering in the background. And then they're like, and here's our host, Jordan Jensen. I'm like, why would you? Well, so you have all your guests just chill here for half an hour and watch you guys jack each other off, you know?
A lot of people do.
My narcissism allowed whatever time it was I waited before I just started talking. That was the maximum I could stay ignored. I think it was, what, 6 minutes?
Yeah, I think you did great.
It probably was way less than 6 minutes.
It was literally like 1.5 minutes. It was half of a song. It
felt like an eternity.
All right, shut up if I can introduce you. Our guest today is Ronan Hirschberg. You might have seen him on The Late Show with James Gordon, Comedy Central. He has an amazing one-man show. He's all over the city. He is right now positioned not one, not two, but three floors above my fucking head right now because he lives in my building. We are moving, Ronan.
You're moving?
Yeah, fuck this building. My power went out in my room a couple days ago. Here's the thing. I know how to, I put electric in buildings all the time.
Yeah.
All of my outlets were hot, meaning they had power, but everything you plugged in didn't work. It made no sense, which means the only thing that could have happened is a rat or some creature chewed a cable so the power was getting to the outlets, but not enough.
So are they still not working?
No. I like threw a white girl hissy fit until they fixed it.
I just realized you're kind of like a super. I could like call you to fix
it. Yeah, yeah. I have been the super for our apartment. There's a hole in our ceiling I had to fix. There's so much shit. I hate these people. They're so awful.
Just for a little context, everyone in our building has sued the landlord. except for Jordan and her nerdy fucking apartment. But it's hilarious because they're like, because we all sue the landlord, so we're not paying rent because you're not supposed to pay during a lawsuit, but they're still paying rent. But the hilarious thing is, because everyone in every other apartment is suing and they're not paying rent and basically squatting, the landlords have just completely stopped giving a shit about the entire place, which includes Jordan's place.
Yeah.
Even though she's paying. So we basically just brought her down.
No, I would just like to be clear. I don't want to pay rent. I am for joining the lawsuit. Ethan will not let us join the lawsuit because we're moving and he just wants a clean break. He wants a good letter of recommendation.
No, I agree. I would never do this. I'm just subletting from Tim. So I, you know, I'm not on the lawsuit. I don't, yeah, I don't.
You guys see the room that I'm in right now?
On a lease in years.
No, yeah.
This room is what you guys don't have. This living room.
Yeah, we don't have a I thought you were like living at your parents or your three moms or 12 dads or whatever you have.
But yeah.
Like, because it seems so nice in there. But I was shocked, honestly. I was like, this can't be downstairs.
Yeah. You guys have our Curie's room is our living room. And it's like, God, it's massive. That. We have a big
set. But here's the thing, our Curie's not living there anymore. So our Curie.
Here's he.
Yeah, Maddie. Now you're the one who's in my situation, just sitting in the. Should we introduce Maddie or should we keep on talking?
Yeah, I'm like, this is a great podcast. I'm excited to be a guest, but you guys bring me on whenever you want. I know that people listening will love to hear this interbuilding drama.
Well, I've always wanted to talk to you about it.
I know.
We haven't really gotten to talk about it. So thanks for bringing this all together. But
where is our Curie? He got my laptop the other day. Apple left this new laptop outside my door the other day, and I panicked, and our Curie went and got it.
There's literally a homeless woman who shits in our lobby like once a month.
And yeah. They
just like leave like giant TVs and laptops and everything in the fucking lobby. Our Curie is sleeping in the other, our other roommate left, so we're only three of us. So our Curie's sleeping in the other room. We've turned the guest that up, our Curie's room. It's not a living room, but we have an exercise bike in there. It's our gym.
That's great. Oh,
okay.
You can take your living room and shove it up your ass. We got a fucking gym.
That's great. That's right, disgusting. You guys are working out in that room. That's so gross. But
I do.
Our Curie took the little room,
No, our Curie was in the little room. He was like in the smallest. He was like a little bitch. He was just like in the smallest room. And then he realized, oh, I could just be in the really big room. It was just like empty. So we were just waiting for him to figure it out. So he finally did. And now we have the little room. We've turned into an exercise room.
I see. So he does.
By exercise room, I mean, there's a very cheap exercise bike in there.
Yeah, Maddie has one of those.
Oh, do you?
How's that bike going, Maddie?
By the way, both of you girls look so skinny.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. I don't feel so skinny right now. I'm about to bleed or I'm pregnant.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, one or the other. It must suck that it's either pregnancy or period. Either way, you're kind of fucked every month. Yo, either option's bad. Yeah,
either
I know.
Either option is bad. I mean, I guess pregnancy, you can abort it and lose some weight.
Well, but I was there. Being a woman sucks so much. You literally have to be happy about bleeding and pain. Like that's your like relief. That oh thank God it's just me bleeding.
Crazy. Yeah, it's like I'm so happy I'm experiencing debilitating cramps right now. That means that I'm not having a child.
Well, you should have thought of that.
Not accidentally starting a family. Thank you fucking God.
You should have thought of that before you got us kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
I did my best to wage that, but I couldn't. Alas. Maddie, you have the IUD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got IUD cooking. I got three more years on it. Fucking pumped.
I had sex
probably
with
get another one after that.
I had sex with someone with an IUD the other day.
And?
The other day?
No condom.
Yeah, they're great. You can come in. The IUD cuts the sperm's head off and then...
It was in Jersey City, though.
Come for the next 3 days.
It was in Jersey City, which is like the that's like the equivalent of just jacking off in New York, you know? But it was still
going that far for fucking run on is like, why don't you just have sex with a homeless woman in New York?
I know. And I had to, I couldn't stay there because I, you know, my CPAP machine, it was like, you know, it was unplanned. So I had to like go back late at night and half train. It was like 30 minute wait. It was there. But
you know.
But
you waited 30 minutes for the path train. Was it worth it? I guess no condom was worth it.
Yeah, no condom sex is pretty nice, you know?
I mean, going home for a CPAP machine is like the saddest thing I've heard in my life.
I'm not going home. Oh, that's the reason. I'm not going home. Yeah, well, I mean, that's just the way.
Now, you should bring it with you.
That's just the way my life turns out.
My CPAP helps me with it aids me in my fear of commitment because I can always just leave and be like, I got my CPAP. I do bring my CPAP. The two women before this I had sex with, were both lived in lofts, and I would see them, and I'd end up bring my CPAP, and I'd have to they'd have to help me carry it into the loft,
that's how big it is.
Yeah, they had to help me lift it up into the.
Oh my god, how heavy is it? Can we see?
It's not that. I mean, I guess yeah. Hold on.
Hell yeah. Oh, right. I've always wanted to see one. Hey, Maddie.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good.
Oh, it's not so big.
It's not that big, but I'm just saying.
It's like those VHS rewinder. Did you guys ever have one of those?
Yeah,
it looks like it looks like a projector. They should.
It projects. It projects movies too. You put it on.
Nice.
And then it can project old movies, so you can watch everything.
Yeah.
I wish that you could put a drug in it that would aid you in getting to sleep. You know what I mean?
I mean, I have a sleeping pill.
Because I have insomnia, and I might need to come up there and get one of those from you. I haven't slept in years.
I'll let you have one. I have a very specific amount, but I can let you have one if you want.
So what? Are you a bad sleeper?
You want me to roofie? Yes. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird to give a woman a sleeping pill, you know?
It's fine. I'll just wait down the stairs. I have a cocktail of Benadryl, 158 melatonin.
The shit I'm on is great. It's called trazodone.
I met an insane Long Island person last night that was like, I'm on trazodone, but if you know that if you put Robitussin on vanilla ice cream, it makes Xanax. And I was like, there's no fucking way.
I think only Xanax makes Xanax. It's not like Sprite where you can put different ingredients into it, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
Trazodone's great. I think they used to give it to women who felt hysteria in the 70s or who got hysterical. I don't know what that meant. Women were like, my life's unfulfilled. And they're like, you're hysteric. Take this sleeping pill.
You fucking dumb bitch. How dare you think?
Take this sleeping pill.
Get back at home and serve your husband.
It's really great. It really helps me get to sleep every night. I don't feel groggy the next day.
Wow.
I can't never not take it or I'll probably have a meltdown. But yeah.
Yeah, you're stuck. That's the thing with them is you have to keep going.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel awkward?
Prescribed? Sorry, you go, Manny.
Yeah, it's doctor prescribed, yeah.
Do you ever feel awkward bringing your CPAP machine because you know it means you think you're going to fuck?
Oh.
Well, yeah. Well, that's a joke of mine.
Oh, is it?
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
I
have to tell you, I have not listened to a stand-up set in literally 6 years. So
I feel so obnoxious right now because I just thought you maybe were referencing that.
No, I would never reference anyone's jokes, especially not yours. But
it's like an old joke about it. I used to say, it was on my old album. I used to say, what was it? It was like, one of the things that I'm dating again. It's hard. I don't know all the rules. Apparently, it's presumptuous to bring your CPAP machine on a first date.
Wow, I'm a fucking hack. Well, you were the first hack, but I'm the second hack.
Well, I mean, I think I'm the hack. You just thought of it out of right when I told you. I've been working on that joke for 22 years.
I think it's better than the condom take. Bring condoms. CPAP machine's a little bit more, personal.
I mean, that's a joke.
That's a joke.
I mean, treating it as if it's a condom. Yeah. No. I mean, yeah. I mean,
we just spent the next 10 minutes with Renan going, I mean, yeah. But seriously, do you show up on dates with this? Wait, can we go back?
No, I don't show up dates.
Who are you fucking in Jersey City? What was that all about?
I'm just someone I'm fucking.
A comic or a hint?
No,
or
no,
a
no
dating
comic.
App?
God, no. Dating app.
Are you a no comic person? No, you're not. You're not allowed to be cutting sections of women out of your life. You're not gonna do that. You're not gonna be like, no Nazis, not allowed. They're everybody.
I can't afford to narrow my window.
You were with a couple comics, and I think it backfired a little bit. Some of them.
I mean, doesn't don't most? I guess every relationship backfires.
I was thinking of one specifically that was like blew up.
She fired into my back and it really hurt. Yeah. You know?
You're quite the walking target.
But you are correct, Jordan. I can't be selective.
I feel that way as well.
I have to be like Noah's Ark, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Any type of
two of everything.
Two of every animal, you know what I mean? Like I can't like, you know, like my mom used to be like in Louisville, she'd be like, she wanted me to only date Jews. And I'm like, you're literally think I can afford to limit myself to the four Jewish women in this town.
So it's me and Ariel Elias. What are we gonna do with that?
Wait, did you say me? You?
No.
Are you Jewish? Oh, me. I thought you were saying you're Jewish. You were one of the two options. No. Are you Jewish and from Kentucky? I think comics, I mean, I'll hook up with a comic and then I'll realize I made a terrible decision.
You have to see them again I can hook up with male comics with no backfire because if a male comic starts to be like, what the hell, dude? Like, we had sex and now I want more. You just go, what are you, gay? And they're like, no, absolutely not. And then they leave you alone and you go back to friends. You know what I mean? Like, you just roast them for having feelings and they're gone. It's great. And then they're your bud.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's, I mean, I can't do that as a guy. I feel like if a girl's like, you fucked me and you don't want to talk to me, I can't be like, what are you, a homo? Shut the fuck up.
She'll be like, I want to be now. Thanks a lot.
I do. I think like women don't get as in trouble. Like, I guess it's just the way it is, but like, I feel like if I have sex with someone, I have to be like very like, I can't just like be like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't know. I feel like I can't just like, you know, ignore them.
But no, I feel like
women can ignore and no
I think
one
it's a hard
shit.
Being a dude right now because you guys get your screenshots posted all over Twitter. I'm just gonna say that.
So fucking, that's why I don't want to. I don't like being with comics because especially the younger comics, they have to tweet every fucking moment of their lives. So they'll just be tweeting jokes and they'll just be tweeting like. I've been so many times I was with a comic and you're just like, you fucking text something and you see it as a tweet the next second.
It's
like, can you like have anything be private? You know, it's just and then I'm forced to be a good person and it's just a whole thing. And
it's really crazy how accountability forces, how fear of public persona. And it's like, I also think, the screenshots thing is huge. Whereas like I've ghosted people. I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking rude to them as hell, but they're not going to turn around and complain about me.
I was trying to do a bit a while ago. It never worked about how I've noticed I've been so much nicer in texting ever since screenshots. Like she'll just be like, you little dick bastard. I fucking hate you. And I'd be like, well, I'm appreciative that you can express yourself. Yeah. I am just glad that you're able to express yourself as a woman and
I support you. I'll see you at the women's march.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's true.
There's no more. I'm not sending any more nudes with screenshots. I don't say anything that I mean.
I know. It's so funny.
If someone texts, I say, pick up the phone because I'm not fucking texting you about this.
We've created our own Orwellian 1984. We did it. It wasn't the government. Mm-hmm. Our own narcissism has created this world where you can't fucking have a private life without it being exposed. And you're all like female comics, so you're probably on all the message boards where they're like, this comic, fuck this guy, and then everyone talks shit about him. Right?
We don't do that. Nobody does that. Nobody's like, I fucked Renan and he was weird and dead. And when
that's because no one fucks me. But
no one said that specifically, but there's other.
Yeah. Nobody's like, no, people are like, look, I heard that this dude's a rapist, but nobody's like, I had sex with him and he didn't pay for my Uber. You know what I mean? Like,
that was when you came up, Renan.
Yeah. Right.
Well, sometimes, I mean, not to get whatever, but a comic I hooked up with. Sometimes they'll tweet things, but they won't say who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So someone tweeted, one time I was having sex with the guy in the middle. He took a break, got a scoop of peanut butter from the fridge, and then went back.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I was like, that's me.
Come on, what made you do that? Your blood sugar low, you monster?
I was hungry.
No. Oh, my God.
I need a protein. So then I just shared the tweet and went, that was me.
You?
Nice. I find that incredibly relatable.
Why? You can't get a thing of peanut butter in the middle of sex? I mean, whatever. It's not like a porn. Sex is breaks and stuff.
Okay, not for me. Okay. I'm like 5 minutes in and out, but I understand.
That's what I'm saying. I dated a guy who he would get up in the middle of sex over and over to go pee, but he wasn't going pee. He was just trying to get his, you know, himself so that he didn't come.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I want you to come the second you're inside me so I can be done with this shit. You know,
but you hate sex.
Yeah. Yeah. But
you hate sex. I guess it's nice to be with someone who hates sex because then they really want you to come early.
Oh, dude, yeah. I cannot tell you. He will be three thrusts in, and I say, "Are we done here, or what's going on?" And he's like, "I can be." Boom.
Really?
Yeah, solved. Yeah.
So you both don't like sex.
I'm more like I've just been in quarantine with my boyfriend for a year, so there's not really. But when we leave, it's all good. But I don't really. Before I started dating him, I don't really like sex with like randos anymore.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Most women do not orgasm from sex, according to all the women I've slept with.
Yeah, according to them.
That's the research I've done. But most of them do not orgasm through sex.
I orgasm through sex. It's too much effort.
Especially not one night stands.
Well, I don't have to tell you all. You're women.
I don't know what she said.
Yeah, you're breaking up in your shitty apartment, which is
she's frozen.
In my same apartment.
Of a living room.
What were you saying, Jordan? You said like I'm frigid or something, and then you literally froze as a visual representation. I gotta go there.
I don't know what I said. I said that we come during sex, but it's still not worth it to come. It's just not worth it to deal with that.
Who's we? Are you dating someone?
When I have sex, I was referring to just like women. I mean, I can come from penetrative sex in a second. But it doesn't. It's not worth it to like have a man sweating in my bed who I don't care that much about. Wake up with them, have lose sleep because they're fucking next to me. In the morning, have to say something or get like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sex is tough. It's really fucking, it's a lot. It's a lot of like, are we communicating enough here? What are they really thinking? Are they just enjoying this at all? Because, you know, it's a whole thing. It's like, you know, it's just a lot of, there's a lot of shit that can't be said in the moment, you know? And then it's just like, it just sucks. I hate it.
I think too we should make sex more of like a midday meetup, 10 minutes in and out.
Yeah.
To get away from the other people in your bedroom sleeping. Oh, that should be later if you develop a relationship, but don't sleep in my fucking place just because you were inside of me.
Yeah. Well, now it's this weird place where like women, I think for years have been like pressured to look like they're like, enjoying something or like, please, like there's societal pressure to look like they're, but now that's kind of being taken away, like women are trying to be more honest, you know?
Yeah. And now they'll be like, you have a tiny dick. And
yeah. But now they'll go too far. Yeah. Like,
and then they'll tweet, I didn't come. Renan didn't make me come.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, let's find a balance between the two, you know? But now I'm like, now it's like, I'm aware that women, you know, now every time I have sex, I'm like, oh, what if she's not enjoying this? You know, it's all a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly would not want to be a man right now because that shit fucking sucks. I would love to be a man in the 50s. You just lay someone down, fuck them, walk away, you know? But now you got to be all respectful.
We had a good run. Unfortunately, I was not in that run. So I'm a little bitter because I was not, I wasn't in the run. I came back, I came around during the walk, the prison walk.
Yeah, but all you have to do is have sex with women who aren't comedians or public figures and you can continue to abuse them. Yeah, you can really just...
Well, you know, and just not worry that everything's going to be fucking tweeted and posted and all this bullshit. You know what I mean?
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't need...
Just find women without voices or, you know, means of technology and you're totally fine.
I don't need a collection of essays about being pegged or like, you know.
Oh my gosh, throwback Thursday over here.
Yeah, that was a throwback.
The, you know.
Little thought catalog. Yeah. Well, let's
talk about.
I don't need
to be someone's research doctorate or whatever.
You don't at all. You don't at all. Trust me. You've already been a Jew in Kentucky. You don't need any more scrutiny.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't need that. Yeah. So it's like, some things can be a little private. You know, not everything is also like, you know, I don't know. But then again, maybe I'm just like, I like controlling the narrative. So it's like, I'm fine telling embarrassing shit about myself. But then what other people do.
Yeah, of course.
That's my job.
I got in trouble a couple days ago for
Is your hair dyed?
Mine?
Is that or is
no, it's her blue light? It's her
it's your blue light.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you dyed.
I know it's so bright.
I thought you dyed your hair translucent blue.
I know. Just a good look. Dot.
It moves too.
I posted a reel that was like, you know, basically I was like kind of seeing somebody and then they were like, I want to be, and I was very clear about being non-monogamous and they were like, I want to be, you know, they were like, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. And then when I like went on a date with somebody else, they got really mad and I posted like a reel about it the next day.
And wait, they get mad about it. They got mad that, that you went on a date with someone else.
Yeah. And then they were like, and I posted that reel and they're like, are you like a monster? Like, how do you possibly get away with just like the next day after this emotional thing happens, just posting a joke about it? Like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, damn, I didn't even like think about, like, I wasn't even, yeah. I was thinking this is a joke that I like.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny. And then I was like, oh yeah, this is the same. That is the same shit as like tweeting something. It really is just like a mechanism to get likes because it's something that happened in your world. But to men, it seems like, oh, they're outing me for my bad shit. So I do think that there is.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. And we don't, it's funny too. Cause we like, we're doing that too, and we still don't connect it. We're like, well, I know right. I do everything for Twitter likes, but clearly women should be more sensitive. You know what
well,
I mean?
You guys have so much latent misogyny that you're like, instead of.
Mine's
instead
not of, latent at all. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Clearly. It's like instead of her trying to get up in the world, all she's doing is trying to bring men down, which is like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just thinking of the joke too. She's just trying to get the joke. You're right. You're right. And me getting mad when people tweet shit is kind of like. Hypocritical. I just talked about fucking someone in Jersey City.
True.
You know what I mean?
But like, there is a line between sharing information with someone, having like bad sex, being embarrassed about it, and seeing the tweet about it the next day. I feel like there's a line between
joking
about your experience and
that's
then
the thing.
Someone else invade your privacy.
Exactly, Maddie. That's the thing. The difference is, I feel like when I reveal shit, it's always embarrassing shit about myself.
Yeah, that's,
And sometimes I think when other people tweet shit, if you're revealing something embarrassing about the other person, but let's say maybe the peanut butter thing was, I guess for her, it was embarrassing that she was just with someone who did that.
I mean, I guess hilarious.
I'd say that's self-deprecating of her. But I also
think. It's self-deprecating that she's with a loser. Yeah.
I would say also that. If I feel like there should be a grace period, if you have sex with someone, they do something embarrassing, give it like a few months to distance from it.
This was actually like a year and a half later.
Oh, okay.
And
then I don't care as much.
Yeah, no, it was totally fine. I just thought it was funny that I retweeted it. Good.
That is funny.
It's very funny. It's very
you vague book me. I'll out both of us. I'll kamikaze the whole mission.
That's good. That's good.
We're done here. And I'm going to say that you got a weird pussy. Yeah. So yeah. I got pictures of it.
If you're like, this comedian was really creepy when I saw him yesterday, and I'll be like, that's me. Yeah. I'm the creepy one. Ban
and they're
me.
Like, I was talking about Chris D'Elia, but okay.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. What is this podcast about? You all have like flat asses or something? I also have.
It's about self-loathing. So we should move on to that for the next 10 minutes.
I have a flat ass too, though. I didn't know if you had me on because of my flat ass.
Do you have a flat ass?
It's got nothing.
It's more just like the aura of a flat ass, you know, low self-esteem, being Jewish, the usual.
Okay. You're on more for my Jewishness.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is a podcast about self-hatred, I'm a little insulted. I haven't been asked sooner. I feel like I should be.
I know. Well, we only just recently started doing guests, if that makes you feel better.
That does make me feel better.
What
it'd be crazy if I demanded to be on it when you weren't doing guests.
You in particular have a very rigid structure to your life of self-love. Right?
Really?
Yes, he does. You haven't heard about his bath time? I've heard about the bath time.
Oh, before. I thought you were talking about masturbation.
No.
How are you not talking about masturbation?
You go on like hour-long walks and shit. You jerk off every other moment.
I just never
in your hand right now.
I'm Jeffrey Tubing this whole time. I've never seen a I've just never heard self-love not be referred to as masturbation. But yes, that's right.
In the women's world, it's not.
Yeah.
It's more like bath bomb and...
That's how funny men are. Men can only think of self-love in terms of jacking off.
Yeah, because you guys are fucking disgusting men.
Have you ever tried to love yourself? You mean jack it off?
Yeah. Crazy.
Wait, that's funny. That could be something.
Yeah, why don't you tweet it right now?
Yeah, tweet it right now. See what happens.
Women be like.
But I take a bath every day. I go on walks. I mean, yeah, I do a lot of self-care. It's not working. I still hate myself, but maybe I'd hate myself even worse without it, you know?
It's weird that like a lot of the self-care stuff is very physical oriented, like walk, take a bath. And I'm like, yeah, but how do you fix my brain? Like taking a bath will not change the neurons in my brain that force me to hate myself.
Well, it could calm you down or create some restfulness or some ease that might,
baths do not calm me. They do not calm me.
Well, make me feel like I'm boiling myself and I'm looking at my disgusting pale fucking body. Feeling awful about my floating tits. It's terrible.
Yeah. There's too much body. The water gets cold.
I will say this. You do have to ignore the whole fat thing because you don't look great in the tub.
No.
No one looks great naked. Most people don't look great naked.
Yeah, I look pretty good naked only because I think you'd think I'd look worse. I have a big expectation. And then I take off my clothes. You're like, hey, most of your fat just went to your head. That's not that bad, the body.
Yeah. That's a great... I'm the opposite. People think I'm skinny and then they see, Renaissance painting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I figured that's what you meant when you said, nobody looks good naked.
And
I refuse to let anyone else... I refuse to let anyone else look good naked. But you go for walks every day?
No, I don't know. I guess I used to. I don't know. I actually haven't. Maybe I used to walk without my phone or something. I guess that's what you're talking about, Jordan.
Yeah. You don't do that anymore?
Probably one of those things you did for a day and you told everyone. And then
Probably.
Yeah. Which is literally every time I meditate once, I'm like, I've been meditating lately.
Uh-huh. I do meditate every day.
You know? I've been meditating lately. It's been helping.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You look like you're in a good place.
Thanks. I'm really not, but I appreciate it.
I was joking. You seem down, frankly. If someone says someone seems down, they just immediately get so depressed.
But you're like depressed. Actually,
they're like, well, now I'm depressed.
You know, I actually would prefer someone say you seem down than someone say you're in a good mood. Prefer. You know, when you go to therapy and she's like, you actually seem like really good this week. I want to be like, I'm not. Fuck you, whore.
I hate that. Yeah. When people are like, you seem like you're in a really good place. There is a moment where I'm like, that means that I look skinny or something. And that's great. But then I'm like, then you're not. This is just something that you're saying to me so that you don't have to ask me what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling really fat these days because I got a vaccination. And
vaccination.
Well, kind of actually, because they didn't ask me, but I realized on my BMI, I'm eligible. So
Gosh. You don't look eligible. That's crazy.
I'm right on the cusp.
Okay.
I'm like, here's the thing. In the morning, naked on the scale, I'm not eligible. But at the doctor's office at 2, wearing shoes, I'm eligible.
After lunch? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm eligible.
So you go from overweight to obese in one day.
Yeah, exactly. So I went to get a vaccine, like knowing that if they asked me, I'd say it's because I'm obese. I actually called them. I go, do I need a note to say I'm obese?
No, you don't.
And she literally said, I mean, I'm sure we can tell just by looking at you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that.
This is what I was going to ask you about. Cause I heard that you got it because I forget who told me that you got it. And I was like, how did that, did you spin the fuck out? What happened?
I got the vaccination. They didn't ask me, which either means they didn't care or they just took
I don't think
look,
they're asking
or they took
anyone.
One look at me and were like, well, of course.
No.
From what I've heard, they're not asking anyone about anything.
Yeah. Well,
just so you know.
Either way, it put me a little bit in a tailspin because you just
I understand.
You've lost so much weight, but you can technically be obese
I'm going back. I'm just like, because that's the thing. You never lose weight. Your whole life, you're just slowly going back to that point.
If you're someone who has been different weights, it will be this way for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. I fucking hate it. Yeah. And
it's
now
fucking awful.
And now I got vaccinated, but like, I tell you, the BMI thing, it really kind of did a number on me. I feel unattractive. I feel like, I didn't have to get that I was fat in writing, but the fact that I was prepared to get that I was fat in writing.
Yeah.
Really made me like be like, God, I'm, you know.
Do you think there's any sort of like gentleness you can have with yourself given that we've been sitting down for a year?
No.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to be, especially with not even just like weight, just like productivity and stuff in general. You know, well, like, it's a pandemic. Be gentle with yourself, which is so fucking hard.
It's just weird because it's like, you know, people tell you shit and then you have a weird, you know, so many people go, you're not fat. I mean, they have to say it with that emphasis, like,
no,
you're not fat. You know, you're not fat.
I mean, Ralphie May was fat. Yeah. You're
but
just.
Then you're not fat. But then it's like, well, now everyone's like, you're not obese. And I'm like, all right, fine. Maybe I'm not obese, but I guess I'm definitely fat.
All right, wait.
I'm gone from trying to pretend I'm not fat to now trying to pretend I'm not obese.
Yeah, it's literally people saying, no, you're not. No, you're fat, but you're not.
You're fat, but you're not obese. So now it's like, I guess the reality's coming out. You know what I mean? Because I don't think I am obese. You know, they don't take into account stockiness, but like,
they don't take it muscle.
Yeah.
Who are these people that you're talking to? Who are you? You're being like, I got the vaccine. They say that I'm obese. And the people are going, no, you're not obese. And you're going, well, this is you calling me fat, motherfucker. No, that is your own pressure. What you want is for people to be like, I can't believe that they gave you the vaccine for being obese. That's irresponsible on their behalf. And they should have withheld it because you are so emaciated that is an impossible thing to think.
That is what I want them to think. And they definitely don't think that. They're definitely not like, I want people to judge me and say, I really scammed the system.
Yes.
Okay, welcome back. We were talking about Renan's obesity. You are not even close to obese. Just so you know, and you are, I would say that you are healthy person, healthy in the sense of like, healthy in the sense of like, you could survive a week in the wilderness.
Oh, but not, I give you 2 months.
No,
I'm like good fat, like avocados. Yeah. I'm like healthy fat.
Yes, healthy almonds, walnuts, omega threes.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I'm trying to lose weight. I mean, you know, the big issue is like the question, of course, is like, you shouldn't let shame, like,
nobody shamed you.
Well, no. I'm saying you shouldn't let my own shame. I shouldn't be overwhelmed with shame. But you do need a little to kind of lose weight. I feel like no one ever talks about
this. I think you need a little shame in like any. Yeah,
you can't just, it's such bullshit forward. When people are like, you should lose weight, but only because it makes you feel, I want to lose weight because I have shame, because I want to fuck
can't we be more
a hotter class of people.
I think you should lose weight to the point that you don't have to wear an undershirt under your t-shirt like you are right now. And to maybe where you don't have to dress.
It's a thermal shirt.
That's to stay warm.
Still, you could be, you know, I remember a time where I wouldn't wear thermals without a shirt over it. And there, you could get to a point where you could do.
I'll take my both shirts off right now. I'm not ashamed.
Please don't. We actually really don't want you to.
I don't want to end up in a Facebook chat. Rodon took his shirt off during his.
Was he Louis C.K.? What's going on here?
What if that was my thing? But how awful would it be if my thing was I'd bring women in a room and I'd just take off my shirt and that was
you
it?
You say, tell me I'm fat.
But I look so gross, people considered it like sexual assault.
Right.
Like they were so traumatized.
I know. Like if Matthew Broussard did that, they would be thankful.
I know. Well, you know,
I do think we should, like, the body positivity movement of the past few years has disallowed us from being like, I really don't like my body, so I'm gonna lose weight. You're not allowed to say stuff like that anymore.
Being fat is not a good thing.
No,
it's not it's unhealthy. And people don't want to fuck you as much unless you have like a hilarious personality like
some
me.
People truly believe that being fat is a good thing. So I got shamed the other day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And she was like, you have no idea what their experience is. Like, it could be like more, you know, they could be more comfortable with that weight on them than you are with weight on you.
Yeah, I'm sure they have no problem with the summer at all. I'm sure they don't hate even thinking about the summer.
Yeah,
and all
right.
That sweat rolling down their rolls of fat and gluing it together. Fuck that. Fat is bad. But, you know, just because something's fat doesn't mean what?
I think each person should be able to decide what they want. I do think it. What I don't think fat is bad. I think like each person should decide what they want.
Yeah, because
really
I also
like.
That's a good point.
Okay. When I'm at my thinnest, I think still dread the summer. There's never a point in my life where I'm not like the summer is my worst nightmare, and I do not want it to arrive, no matter how thin I get. You know what I mean? And I should be able to feel that way.
I think all
there's
women
fat
just
people
feel
who have the opposite mindset of you and who have embraced themselves. And I think everyone should just work toward body indifference.
Body indifference. Nobody should love their body. You're sick-brained if you love your body. Everybody should just get to the point where their body doesn't feel completely divorced from their brain, and it's just a mm-hmm. thing that they use that they treat well so it can get them from point A to point B.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen. But I think women always feel fat, no matter if they're fat or not. So I feel very connected to women because I always feel fat, but it's because I'm fat.
Yeah, but you have body dysmorphia because even when you lost weight, you said I still feel fat.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but even when I lost weight, I was still fat.
Oh, I see. What you're
saying. I'm starting to think you're just fat.
Well, here's the thing: I have body dysmorphia and I'm fat. You know what I mean? So basically,
yeah, this is how I feel as well. Yeah, like I have body dysmorphia, and also I should weigh less. But yes,
yeah,
I am.
I think you look great. I actually don't think it's true for you, but I think I feel like I'm really fat, but in reality, I'm a little less fat than that, but still fat.
I know. How do you control body dysmorphia when it's a little bit true, but yeah. it's a little bit more like?
Yeah, you know, that's what's tough. But then again, it's like, but if you have body dysmorphia, how do you know? Don't you always think you're fat?
You never know. You
but obviously, obviously, I'm not skinny and just think I'm fat.
we're gonna say that's obvious. Yeah, like, zoom square. We're gonna say that's obvious.
Here's the thing with me: I have body dysmorphia, but I have a lot to work with to get to body dysmorphia.
I see.
I have a lot to work with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met somebody who doesn't have body dysmorphia?
Yes.
Well, I assume it's all spectrum. Yeah, of course.
Who, like Andrew?
No, it's just like other people.
You think
Jack
Comstock has body dysmorphia?
No.
That's true. Yeah, right. Like, I was more thinking.
What about Michael?
Michael has severe body dysmorphia to the insane degree.
What about Ethan?
I couldn't tell. I mean, they both work out a lot. Yeah, I know, but he doesn't see himself as a god.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure he doesn't have any body fat on him.
Yeah, neither of those boys do, but they both continue to run themselves ragged.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think some people, I mean, obviously some people don't. Some people are skinny. I mean, some people are skinny and act like their problem is, oh, well, but a lot of times I get full too quickly, so I can't eat as much. And they pretend to act like that's a fucking...
I wish I could gain weight.
Yeah. They try to act like that's a conflict, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that, like, most people are just fucked up. There's a select few who have no body issues, but most people don't like their bodies.
No, yeah.
Or I don't see like their bodies in different ways.
Yeah, it just sucks. I just want to lose weight. I don't know what to do. I was trying to do Atkins today. I gave up after like one thing.
You know what to do. It's just intermittent. It's just intermittent fasting. It's just starve yourself until 5 fucking p.m. It sucks, but it's what works.
Is that the answer?
Yes.
No, just determine how much calories you don't need to eat.
I've been trying Weight Watchers.
Have you done the intermittent fasting thing?
No, that's like 8 to 12. That's like 12 to 8.
Dude, if you want to lose weight, you wake up, you starve yourself until 4, and then you eat what you want, and then don't go crazy, which is impossible. Me and Maddie have talked about this. Like, it's impossible.
But you eat what you want? I don't like eating what I want, though, because don't you still feel like shit if you eat what you want?
Yeah.
Don't eat, like, fast food, but, like, eat a big meal, and then, yeah.
But intermittent fasting works because you're in a calorie deficit.
Yeah.
And so is same with Atkins and Weight Watchers, that they're all different ways to be in a calorie deficit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weight Watchers works for me. I just got to do it. It's just like,
yeah.
A lot of times, like, I'll go on Weight Watchers, I'll lose weight, and then I'll get off and I'll stop losing weight and I'll be like, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Weight Watchers only works when you fucking do it. Like, I get mad that I don't lose weight just from doing nothing, you know?
So many dudes in the comedy scene try Weight Watchers and just drop 30 pounds immediately. It's crazy.
I know. Yeah. But I'm going to go back. I'm starting today. I'm back to the point system. The key to it is to always, this is the hardest part. I think the key to losing weight for me is weigh myself every day, even though it sucks. Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
But it's hard to like get really fat if you weigh yourself every day.
Yeah.
But weigh yourself every day. And with Weight Watchers, you have to type in the points before you eat the food. Hmm. You can't do it after. You have to type it in before. If you always have to, if you always type in what you're eating before you eat it, it'll really, you know.
Why? Why is that? Because you don't want to lie?
Yeah, it'll keep you from being a pig. And a lot of times you pig out and then you're like,
You say, oh, it was a quarter cup of.
Yeah.
I see.
Then it's like, it's like a letter in the war that gets redacted. Shit gets, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You block out the cheese and.
Yeah. It's all blacked out. Yeah.
One piece of celery with 12 wings.
It looks like someone trading secrets in a letter in 1939 Germany or something.
I see. So you write down sometimes the points. Go ahead, man. Yeah.
Well, you type in the
I think like the hard thing about that is you're just like, is this forever? Am I going to be a fucking 80-year-old who's like, one red bell pepper?
Yeah.
That's the worst part about tracking that shit is you're like, I'm such a fucking loser. I have to track my food.
I know. Well, I hate it because too, like, I don't really have a lot of meals I enjoy anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't drink. And I try to exercise. And I'm still fucking obese. That's what's so fucking depressing. It's like, what
are
the
you happy?
Fuck?
No.
Meanwhile, other pieces of shit eat whatever they want, don't gain a fucking pound. It's such fucking bullshit. And
it's
like
bullshit.
And like, yeah, I'm just like, you know, I'm fighting against the fact that I'm a naturally fat person.
Mm-hmm. You're not a naturally fat person. You might have a sluggish thyroid. I have a sluggish thyroid. You got to go get a blood work for a thyroid test. See if your T4 isn't producing enough. And then you might have to take levothyroxine. If you're really
that'll
not
make
eating,
me lose weight quicker.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a sluggish. If you have a sluggish thyroid,
a little thuggish.
Yeah, it will. You will not be able to lose weight because, and you might have fucked up your thyroid when you were a kid by overeating or some shit like I did, and now it's run slow as hell. Which is
how do you find that out? How do you find out if your this is bad for my list? How do you find out if your
sluggish thyroid?
How do you find that out?
You go to an endocrinologist.
Ah, Jesus. I don't even know. What is that? I got
to. He doesn't even have insurance.
I got to go to someone from.
I don't have insurance. Fine. Then you don't want to be skinny that bad. Okay, motherfucker.
I got to go to endocrine. Fine. Do they take Medicaid?
Some of them do. I don't know. Or you shell it out, Mr. Comedy Central.
I got to go to the guy who clones dinosaurs or whatever the fucking term is. And
yeah. You go to him. You say, I want to check my T4 levels to see if I have a sluggish thyroid or if I have hypothyroidism. They'll check it. They'll probably be like, yeah, you're low. And then they'll give you a pill called levothyroxine, which will bump up your metabolism.
I'd be so annoyed if I found out that.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, dude. I found it out way late. Sucked.
I'd be so annoyed. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Do you eat sugar?
The prime of my life being a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, you should check
it out. I know, you could have ate this all these years. You could have been eating.
Yeah, I bet I do. Either that or the better. But I'm on Prozac. I don't feel like Prozac gains as much weight, right?
I don't know. They all affect everyone differently.
Yeah. I didn't gain weight on it, but I gained weight on every other SSRI I was on. But I got on Prozac because it didn't. You know what I mean?
I got on Prozac because it didn't cause me to gain weight. Yeah, that's what
I'm getting back on Prozac on Monday.
Hell yeah. Nice. Prozac buddies.
Nice.
I'm going to get on the low dose. I know a comedian friend of mine just got on it. And I, you know how I am, Renan, where I'm such a proprietor of Prozac.
Oh, yeah. You're the one who really sold me on it.
Yeah. But I just have been the person who's like, look how much it fixed me as I slowly die in a corner of blackness. And I'm like, okay, I'll get back on it. And all it takes is the low dose to get you sorted out.
Yeah. Right? I still feel like I have a lot of anxiety. I still feel like Paxil was like the best thing for me, but it made me really fat.
Mm.
And it made me like not be able to like come. So it's like, what the fuck? It's just you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, the sex drive. You still have a sex drive on Prozac? That's what I was worried about.
Well, I take Blue Chew a lot.
That's oh like, my god. Yeah, is it work?
I had sex 3 times in a couple of hours. That's crazy.
What a nightmare for that woman. That sucks. That sucks so bad. I feel so sorry for her. If a guy showed up and was like, I just took a Blue Chew, I'm going to stay rock hard for 4 hours, I would throw myself out the fucking window.
No, I would say, here's my laptop, enjoy some porn.
I make sure she doesn't come during the first two. So she keeps on
during the first three.
God bless you. God bless you.
I wouldn't make her come and then keep on fucking. I'm not an animal.
Oh, God.
But
I make sure she has a bad time the first two goes.
You leave her wanting more. That's my thing. Yeah. I tell you though, it was it's really quite helpful, and because without it, I have sex at the most 1.5 times. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm like giving up plenty, which is plenty.
Not for everyone. Not for every woman I'm with. I don't know. Not everyone is awesome like you and hates sex. And just like
some
happy.
People like Caitlin was telling us, she's a seven.
She's
seven
an animal. You can tell she's an animal. You can tell them.
No
too.
Way.
Like, not for me.
Even if I could, I wouldn't want to do it. Yeah, it's just
that,
draining.
Some people are into that. Like,
and Steve, that clean comic, you know, he's fucking...
He's dirty as hell. I'm not trying to give men my life force 7 times. That's so... I could never do it.
I know. Well, I think it's great that you hate sex. I feel like that's the person I need to find. Someone who's just like happy. Because I'm so quick anyway. I got to look out, find someone.
I think Renan wants to date you.
Well, not you specifically, but I want
to... I'm coming upstairs right now.
I want to start a dating app for women who hate sex and men who come early.
Women who aren't that into sex, we don't want to be come in quickly. Yeah. You know what
we're
I mean?
Just like receptacles now.
Yeah. I mean, you hate sex. You don't mind if I just jizz quickly after getting you slightly aroused for a second?
You know, I hate to break it to you, but no matter how long it takes, you're still a receptacle.
What we want,
I will say, I would rather be with a quick comer than someone who's into like Kama Sutra and like that their journey of sex. Oh, hell fucking not happening.
I would rather be into somebody who's like, I like having sex once a week and making it count that one time a week. Mm. You know?
Oh, yeah. Making it count one time a week. Yeah.
Rather than like, I'm horny all the time, but I come quickly. Therefore, you're going to have me come quickly inside you 7 times a week. That's a nightmare.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I like... Yeah, I don't know. I feel, it's nice to have sex a bunch of times. I feel young again. I feel young.
Is there a female version of a blue chew?
There is. There has to be. Right?
A whore?
Oh, okay. Yeah, just one glass of red wine.
No, I think there's something that, Jordan, you can check out
stuff out there.
But Jordan, since you're going on Paxil, I mean Prozac, I read there's something that women can take that increases their libido. Something with an N. It's like a vitamin or something. But yeah, men can't take it. So you should look into that.
I also lost my libido because my smell is gone. My smell is fucked up. So
did you get like a permanent, like no smell?
I mean, it's back, but everything smells. It's all wrong. It's all fucked permanent? Up. No, they're saying that once you get the vaccine, it helps it come back.
It's weird. Crazy. Yeah,
I know. But that is weird because it makes me not aroused by men at all. Like smelling them, they smell like a weird synthetic
without
smell.
Without the pheromones, you never touch us animals, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you see us with complete clarity.
Yeah.
Are we just like monkeys in a zoo, basically? Is that what
you're monkeys, monkeys on Blue Chew. Fucking.
You got to have the pheromones.
I know.
You have to.
But they say pheromones aren't real, but the smell thing is real.
I think they're real, yeah.
No, that's definitely real.
All right, we have to sign off now. You have to go, right? It's 4:00?
Yeah, I should go.
You plug your shit.
When does this come out? This is fun, by the way.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, thanks for
coming. Yeah, I mean, I love hanging out with you. I would do this without a podcast, you know?
Yeah, well, if my roommates allowed guests, we could have you just come downstairs and hang. But alas,
such a fucking weirdo.
They won't let anybody in here.
They don't let anyone in?
Nope. Peter Ravello and Reed are the only people who come in.
I would let Renan over Peter Ravello, but what do I know?
It's like...
How is Peter making it over me?
Because Peter and Ethan, I mean, it's like, you know, we have like one, it's like if you were down here and they walked in, they would be so weird around you until you left.
No, I know. I've hung out with Michael a bunch and he's like made that clear a couple of times.
And that was before the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's not even about COVID. It's really about like, I don't want my colleagues near my stuff. It's like,
they don't want to, it's a weird, like, they don't want to like mix the two. It's very
it's strange, but I'm very social and I sneak people over all the time. So I'll sneak you over sometime.
Yeah, sneak me over. Let's just like be hanging out in Michael's room when he comes home.
Yeah.
He would love that.
I'd love to see you sometime. I feel like I thought you were in, I didn't even know you were here.
I'll come up. I can also come up to your creepy apartment.
You know, I'm half vaccinated. So, you know, I don't.
Are you? When do you get the second one?
In a couple of weeks.
March 17th. Yeah, that's right. The obesity.
He just said he got it.
Yeah.
Like the theme of the episode.
But, I guess I was asking, are you into that you're only half vaccinated?
Am
you're
I
not
what?
Fully vaccinated. I didn't realize you were only half vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm half vaccinated. But, you know, come up sometime. We'll hang out. We'll talk about Prozac.
Hell yeah. We'll listen to our Curie fuck some rando.
He's just like a gamer now. He's just like in his room, like just gaming all day long.
Yes, that is like a plague that has befallen upon so many male comics where they just live in a game chair. The other day I sat in Jeff Sheen's game chair and I was like, I have to go home and dip myself in acid.
Oh, you were in Caitlin's place?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I go there. I got to go there. That's like my pod.
Yeah, me too. That's my pod. We'll go over there sometime.
How many people? I feel like it's a lot of people's pods.
It's a huge amount of pods. Well, those boys have had pod. So many COVID scares and shit.
Yeah. Well, it's great. It was great hanging out and talking and plugging. So when does this come out? And do people listen?
Monday.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday. Well, I'm I got this Well, follow me on Instagram. That's the most important thing. Follow me on Instagram at Ranan Comedy, RAANAN Comedy. And just follow me on that. I got some tour dates, but whatever. I don't want to talk about it. I feel
like they'll be on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Sweet.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter too. Same handle.
Well, I just got on Twitter. I posted my first tweet the other day.
They shouldn't even allow that to still happen.
I know.
If you're not on Twitter,
hey, this is going to be bad for your career.
No,
get the fuck out of here.
What was your first Twitter? What was your first Twitter?
It was that I did an edible the other day, and my sister's pregnant, and she said I'm about to pop, and I fainted immediately. That was my first tweet.
Yeah, that's fun.
Thanks.
Sounds like Twitter.
Thank you so much.
Something like
it just
that
sounds like you on stage, but now it's a tweet.
Yeah.
Something like that either gets zero likes or 300,000.
I got it. The social media is making me fucking sick in the head. I should eliminate it entirely.
If you want to go viral on Twitter, the key is
pick and hate men.
Well, hate men. It has to somehow be like clever, but not funny, but it has to be self-righteous. Self-righteousness is what makes things go viral because people need to feel good about themselves sharing it. That's the key.
Oh, I see.
Something that's just funny does not go viral.
Also, don't be white.
Ever. Don't be white.
So it needs to be like being a woman is hard, but I'd rather have it be hard than to be, you know, so it has to be like,
be it hard than have no top sheet. Like a lot of men.
Right.
All white men are rapists and you'll probably get 400,000 likes right away.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, I survived the Super Bowl without getting beaten or something like that. Okay, great.
All white men are rapists. If you have to ask why, then you are a rapist.
Yeah, that would exactly.
Yeah. If you have to ask why, you're currently raping somebody.
Or
right
a big
now.
Thing now is just mentioning someone in your life who died. Apparently, that's a big thing on Twitter. Just be like
saying you got into Yale Law School, like that.
Say like your grandma's head just fell off and you could really use a couple likes.
Oh my God.
Or just say your baby died.
I currently am living in a society that's undergoing a massive pandemic, could use a little love and support right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just say like my mom was murdered by my other mom and then be like that would be great actually. My mom, you know,
because that's a layered one.
Yeah,
and then things they want to like.
I feel so alone. Is there anyone out there? And then people make that shit go viral.
Oh,
we're here
for
you. Patton Oswalt is like, I'm here for you, Jordan.
Nice.
Like all these people.
My favorite one was tweeted, just survived COVID and now I have cancer.
Oh.
But a lot of likes.
A lot of likes, which really, it's worth it. It's worth it. Okay, cool. You guys, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. Run on. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to come upstairs. We're going to hang out.
Let's hang out.
All right.
Talk to you all soon. Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Flat bottom girls and you come.